IDC Radio. 106.2 FM. IDC Radio, in collaboration with Kol Israel.
106.2 FM. Traveling Blues.
Traveling Blues.
With Ellie Marcus.
Think of looking good.
So we're back for an extra hour of Traveling Blues for the end of 2014. We're going to summarize a number of things. We've still got a couple of more birthdays to celebrate. Let's go to Mr. Ellis McDaniel, otherwise known as Bo Diddley. And this is a tune called Bad Trip.
Thank you.
That's the more psychedelic rock side of Bo Diddley. Let's try another tune called Say Man.
Say Man.
What's that, boy?
I want to tell you about your girlfriend.
What about my girl?
But you don't look strong enough to take the message.
I'm strong enough.
I might hurt your feelings.
My feelings already hurt by being here with you.
Well, I was walking down the street with your girl the other day. And the wind was blowing real hard.
Is that right?
The wind blew her hair into my face. You know what that happened?
What happened?
The wind blew her hair into her face.
Yeah.
And we went a little further. You want to hear the rest of it?
I might as well. Hey, since you told me about my girl, I'm gonna tell you about yours. I was walking down the street with your girl.
Yes.
I took her home for a drink, you know.
Took her home?
Yeah, just for a drink. Oh. But that chick looked so ugly, she had to sneak up on a glass to get a drink of water. That's all right. My mama didn't have to put a sheet over my head so sleep could slip up on
me. Hey, look here.
What's that?
Where you from?
South America.
What's that?
South America.
You don't look like no South American to me.
I'm still from South America.
What part?
South Texas.
Where your Western boots at?
I got them on. Already figured out what you is.
What that?
You that thing I throw peanuts at.
Well, look here.
What's that?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
Calling people ugly.
I didn't call you ugly.
What'd you say?
I said you was ruined, that's all.
Oh.
Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with it, but I need a feeling right.
And that's Bo Diddley's version, I guess, of the Dirty Dozens, exchanging insults. Now let's go to way back in history, 1920s. And Mr. Frank Stokes, which was, he was a very important member of the Memphis blues community. He was one of the early stylists of the blues guitar, and he was part of the Beale Street Sheiks, among other groups. And you're going to hear him right now singing Downtown Blues.
Crazy about my beer. And I don't drink whiskey, but I'm crazy about my beer. This is 1928 and it must be a brand new year. And it's mine, y'all, take me to your back door. And I'll take me to your back door. Have the time get rough, I ain't gonna make it trip. Mm-hmm.
You don't like my treatment, you can make you another star. And I'm sitting right here now, I look straight in your face. And I'm sitting right here now, I look straight in your face. If you're going to do better, girl, it's time for you to make it. Now when you lay down at night, lay down early, try to take your rest. You'll get a call before 4 o'clock, wake up for God to try to do your best. Now what make I know that my good gal like me so? Now what make I know that my good gal likes me so? How come you take her time, you do work everywhere she goes?
Mr. Frank Stokes. Fortunately, he recorded at least 12 or 14 songs in his day, and those are available on collections. And he was born in 88, and that's 1888, not 1988. He was born in 1888 on January 1st. So happy birthday, Mr. Frank Stokes, wherever you are. And now we go to someone who was born just a couple of years later. 12 years later, as a matter of fact, or is it 14 years later? 14 years later, Mr. Rube Lacey was born down in Pallahatchie, Mississippi. And all we have of his legacy are two recordings that were recorded for the Paramount label. And we're going to give you Mississippi Jailhouse Grown, Rube Lacey.
Mama now, hi, hi, hi. And my mama told me, my papa told me too. And my mama told me, my papa didn't cry. You got too many women now, now, baby, for your side. I looked at my mom and I hung my head and cried. I looked at my mom and I hung my head and cried. Lord, I pray to die.
Traveling Blues.
Traveling Blues.
With Ellie Marcus.
Finger licking good.
And we're moving on with the second hour of Traveling Blues, last of 2014. We've got a couple more birthdays for you, and we're going to go to Odetta Gordon with Another Man Done Gone.
Another man gone. Another man gone. Another man gone from the county farm. Another man gone. I didn't know his name. I didn't know his name. I didn't. I don't know where he's gone. 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 Don't know where he's gone. He has.
Odetta Gordon, who has a birthday this week, and she's no longer with us, but her recordings still are, and that's a recording from the late 50s, I believe, and it's from a club called the Tin Angel. Mr. Roebuck Pops Staples was born 100 years ago this week, December 28th, 1914, and he was a very instrumental person in the electric gospel field. He started playing gospel, singing gospel back in the mid-40s after starting out with traditional blues. He grew up in the Dockery Plantation down south in Mississippi, and he grew up with people like Charlie Patton and Son House and other folks of that nature, and he probably played all the traditional Delta-type blues back then. But then he drifted into gospel, and he married a woman who sang with him, and together they raised their daughters to sing gospel music as well. I had the good fortune of seeing them live back in 1970 when they opened a show for some other band, and it was quite an interesting show. I was hardly into blues or gospel at the time, but it was definitely a very impressive show. He would stand there playing guitar with his four daughters behind him, and they called themselves the Staple Singers. So let's listen to Pop Staples and wish him a happy birthday. Why Am I Treated So Bad?
In the late 50s, I met a man, and we became to be good friends. I heard this man talking over the radio. I wanted to meet him, I wanted to find him, because I never heard a man speak like this man before. Trying to bring to the world love, peace, and happiness. I found him by phone, and I called him long distance, and I said to him, Dr. King, I want to have a little talk with you. And he gave me permission to come to the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, where he was pastor at that time. And we sat down and we began to talk about the condition that the world was in. And I said, Dr. King, you're preaching love, peace, and happiness. I like what you're doing. We just stay for saying we love to sing peace and happiness all over the world. Because if you can preach it, we can sing. From then on, we began to work together. And one day, we were preparing for a service in Memphis, Tennessee. And Dr. King was standing on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel where he was assassinated. And he looked down on me and said, Brother Staple, I want you to sing my song tonight. I said, oh, yes, sir, what is your song? And he said, why? Am I treated so bad? Yeah. I didn't know that would be the last time that I would meet my friend alive. We went on to the auditorium. We just sang that song that night. And everywhere I go, I sang this song in memory of Dr. Martin Luther King. I want to dedicate this number to his wife, Coretta Scott King, yeah, and the whole family, yeah. Why am I treated so bad?
Am I treated so bad?
Tell me. I'm all alone.
Mr. Roebuck pops Staples, the Staples Singers. When his daughters started a solo career, he started his own solo career, and that's how he finished his life and his career, with a couple of solo albums and projects with different people. So that's Mr. Roebuck pops Staples. Happy birthday.
IDC Radio, 106.2 FM. IDC Radio, in collaboration with Kol Israel.
Now we're going to take the last half hour of this show to say goodbye to some of the people that left us in the last year. Some important artists left this earth. And the first one that we're going to mention is Mr. Pete Seeger. Most blues aficionados are not familiar with Pete Seeger because he's usually associated with the folk world. But he had a good hand in helping to promote and perform and record a lot of blues artists back in the late 40s, early 50s. People like Lead Belly, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, and probably Reverend Gary Davis. Other artists that Pete Seeger helped to introduce to more white audiences, younger audiences, college audiences, and definitely a friend of the blues. So here's Pete Seeger himself singing a traditional folk blues song, Black Girl.
Black girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you stay last night? In the pine, where the sun never shines, and I shivered the whole night through. My husband was a railroad man, died a mile and a half from town. His head was found in a driver's wheel, and his body never was found. Black girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you stay last night? In the pines, where the sun never shines, and I shiver the whole night through.
And that's Mr. Peter Seeger, who passed away this year at the beginning of the year at the age of 94, with a clear mind and having performed just a couple months before. And he left quite a legacy behind him, not just his own music, not just his own writings and philosophy, but a lot of students, a lot of people that he changed their lives, including the inhabitants of the Hudson River, the Hudson River Valley. He helped clean up the Hudson River through an ecology project. So we say goodbye to Mr. Pete Seeger, another person who passed away last year. In the summer was Mr. Johnny Winter. And we're going to give you something from back in the 70s from one of his classic recordings. This is called Mean Town Blues. Mr. John Dawson Winter, the first who went on his mortal way this summer in July. And we're going to give you maybe another little bit of Johnny Winter right after we do a quick station identification just for the heck of it.
IDC International Radio in collaboration with Call Israel.
Call Israel. Call Israel.
Another important member of the rock and blues community that passed away just recently is Mr. Jack Bruce. So let's see if we can find something interesting they did recently live. I think this is from a live show, and this is called Born to be Blue. And that is the late, great Jack Bruce in an unusual recording from 1970 with John McLaughlin, Dick Hextall Smith on saxophone, and John Heisman. And that's the classic tune, Born to be Blue. Since we're in a jazzy mood, we can also say goodbye to a great, great jazz composer and piano player named Horace Silver, who passed away this year. And he also had a blues flavor to a lot of his music. So let's hear Senior Blues. And that's Mr. Horace Silver, the jazz piano player and composer who went on his way this past year. A couple more artists that passed on that are important to me are Jesse Winchester and Joe Cocker. We memorialized Joe Cocker last week, and now we're going to hear some of Jesse Winchester's music. Jesse succumbed to cancer this last April, and here's, let's try to put in at least one of his classic tunes. This is called Everybody Knows But Me, Jesse Winchester.
You told Bobby's girl Betty, Betty told Bobby last night, Bobby told Eddie at the A&W, and Eddie told Freddie and Dwight. Knows but me. Morris told Ellis and Osgood, and they're on the football team. A matter of minutes, and the cheerleaders knew. They thought that it was really a scream. And they play lots of away games, and they tell everyone. Everybody knows but me, I'm a fool. Everybody knows but me. Bobby told Eddie at the A&W, and Eddie told Freddie and Dwight. Dwight Burton told his girlfriends, and the fool has two or three. And they spread the news to the whole dang town, so everybody knows but me. I'm a fool, everybody knows but me. I'm a fool, everybody knows.
Mr. Jesse Winchester, who's been known to write some blues-oriented songs. And we're going to say goodbye and Happy New Year to everybody. And I can't think of a much more appropriate song than The Midnight Bus to take us out. Jesse Winchester, bless you wherever your soul lies. Let's listen to The Midnight Bus, and we'll catch you next year and next week. Bye-bye.
This cold, dark night, not a star is in sight. Boy, the wind, it sure do raise a fuss. And the only fools on the road tonight, that is us fools on the midnight bus. Huh. Ride me far and wide me. Oh, I'm young and I am curious. Fly me, tip and try me, you sad old midnight bus. I'm young and I am curious.